Hey, Steve.
Oh, hey.
Queer? I better not. I don't want you to kill me. And I got this cold.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, but at least I'm not going to die because I'm a careless fairy. So, how you been?
Pretty good. Work's busy, though.
Wow.
You think they'd have a law against us spreading it there?
Well, I should get going.
It's good to see you.
Yeah, you brought this on yourself.
Ralph was sick, a sickness that was not visible like smallpox. You see, Ralph was a homosexual.
Oh, no!
You can bag dance if you want to. You can plow that man's behind. Oh. When you bag dance, you pull down their pants and you get in that orgy line.
Our top winner in the showcase is gay.
Oh, my God!
Stroke that cock. Stroke it. Pump it. Pump that cock. Pump it. In and out. Stick it in. Oh, and fuck it.
Very pretty rectum.
You can bag dance if you want to. You can plow that man's
sweet rectum.
When you bag dance, you pull down their pants and you
never do a Slim Jim. Oh, yeah!
Harry Potter was now too full of cock to take any more.
What more do you want me to say besides I love big black cocks in my mouth? I can't get enough of it. I'm cuckoo for big, black, uncircumcised smegma cocks. I love it.
That's the tree up my butt.
Even if thank you, tight hole.
Oh, God damn.
One never knows when the homosexual is about. He may appear normal, and it may be too late when you discover he is mentally ill.
It is a nation of fags. That's right.
Jeff, you don't get AIDS, pervert.
Oh, whoa.
Hey, freaks, it's Wednesday, August 11th, 2010. Coming up on the program today, pissing in your drinks, plus posing as a CIA agent to get to pussy, and a shit freak needs white. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson back here with you for the Wednesday edition of Distorted View Daily. Thank you so much for joining me. Have a great program for you. At the top of the show, I got an email from David, who has sent in an interesting musical artist. He says, "Dear Tim, I feel I've hit the jackpot with this auditory disaster I'm about to share. I won't go into how I found this, but it shows the amazing stupidity of people. The first song is all about a mother's regret for having an abortion, and the second one is..." Wait a second. He says, "It was a bittersweet moment for me, kind of like it would be if I was shitting a type 7 on the Bristol stool chart and found out it's pure gold." All right, so we're going to take a listen to that one first, but I should mention the second song is all about faggotry, I guess. It's called Straight. It's an anti-careless fairy anthem. Yes, this is a religious singer, and I hesitate to call her a Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominee because I don't think her singing voice is bad enough to be put in that class. However, the songs really are ricoculous. All right, so let's take a listen to Let You Live. This is all about abortion. It's very moody by a group called Take No Glory. It's Musicianaries.
Delicate parts
burn to a crisp, suck through the vacuum out of my gaping cunt. I like this song. I like my version.
Right from the start, you weren't wanted. Fearfully formed to never be born. Now I'm haunted.
Oh, whatever.
You were helpless. I was desperate. What have I done?
You got your life back is what you've done. You've just cleared up 18 years worth of shit on your calendar. Congratulations. Plan a vacation or something. Think of all the money you're saving. I mean, come on. There's a lot of reasons to get an abortion.
I can't hold this burden.
Look, either way, you're going to be stuck with a burden. Either you're going to be holding the burden of an abortion, or you're going to be holding a 7-pound, 6-ounce burden. Look, I'll let you pick which burden you want to go with, but let me just leave you with this. One of those burdens is going to be shitting itself nonstop for the next, 2 years or so. Do you really want to deal with that? I say bury your burden, in every sense of the word. I'm going to put that on a motivational poster. Bury your burden, with a picture of an aborted fetus and a little casket. Success means burying your burden. All right, let me fast forward a bit here. I think this part of the song is where she really starts talking about God. It doesn't matter what I did. Really?
He took my burden.
Yes. I'm not sure what she's trying to say there. I think she's happy with her abortion now. I like songs that have happy endings. All right, let's play a little bit from the second song from Take No Glory. This is called Straight.
It's not satisfying.
Oh, she's talking about gay sex here. And look, if you have never been balls deep in some tight boy pussy, you should shut your fucking whore mouth, get back in the kitchen where women belong, and make me some fucking meatloaf. Then maybe later, you can smile and blow me. All right, here we go. It's not satisfying.
The underlying life you live, and coming out with a big shout won't change it a bit.
Ooh.
Relief isn't well.
A cock stimulates your prostate gland.
The world bends to your point of view.
I'm in some sort of weird Evanescence hell, I feel.
He was wounded, crushed, beaten because it meant peace for you.
Yes, yes. Jesus died for all of your sins in the most painful way, and the one thing he asks of you is to restrain from the man-on-man rim jobs. I mean, can you do that for Jesus, please? Oh, this is totally Evanescence. All right, all right.
Don't let the abuse be the excuse that you made.
I can't listen anymore. You get the idea. So that's Take No Glory. Thank you very much, DV listener David, for sending that in. I've got some more music if you want to hear it. Maybe we should take a break from the music. Actually, that gay theme song is the perfect lead-in for my next clip here. This is some cock gagging of the gay variety. And this was sent in by DV listener John. Thank you very much, John. Here we go. Now, look. I think in some instances, maybe cock gagging can be hot. Like, yeah, I'm choking your fucking mouth with my massive rod. But this guy just, it's too gross sounding. It just gets worse, by the way. Up for air, and then back down. Well, not yet. Still breathing. And it starts back up. Kind of sounds like my dad throwing up in the morning. Okay. Alright, very, very graphic. Now again, this last clip is a perfect lead-in for my next one, which is the music piece that I wanted to share with you. Yes, Tonetta is back with another video. Now, for those of you who follow Tonetta on YouTube, he produces a lot of music. Some of it is not that great, in my opinion, because it's not sexual in nature. The weird sex stuff is really what I respond to. Well, I really feel he has hit the jackpot. He's hit a home run here. The song is called pressure zone, and it includes some of the craziest makeup Toneta has ever appeared in. He's pretty much white with bloody nipples, I think, and a wig and a rejuvenique mask or something. All right, let's take a listen to Pressure Zone here.
I can't wait to put it in my mouth, pop my crack in my ass. I'm so horny I could choke and choke on a cock tonight. So men, whip it out, make me bleed, scream and shout. Yeah man, show me what it's all about. Question, when in doubt. Hey man, get it past that pressure zone.
Oh.
Work that bone, yeah, jive it in. I'm so hot, I need a cock. I got to rock it, my rocks.
I have nothing to add. I mean, you should just sit back and listen to the lyrics. Pushing past his pressure zone.
I can't wait to put it in my mouth, up my crack, in my ass. I'm so horny I could choke and choke on a cock tonight. Yeah. Rim me.
Rim me.
I like it. Rim me.
I love Toneta so much.
She is so nice. Hey man, get it past that pressure zone. Put that bone, drive it in. I'm so hot, I need a car. I got to rock my
man. All right, there you go. You get the idea. There's some Toneta for your Wednesday. Let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news right now. If you are not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, you're helping the terrorists win. And you're making me angry. Help support the show. Ensure that Distorted View Daily continues for a long time. You get access to the entire archive of programs. We've done over 1,000 programs now. Well over 1,000. Plus, every week we do exclusive content just for Sideshow members. I do bonus episodes, extended shows. Corey does a program called Butt Fudge Sunday every week. I do video casts. All sorts of great stuff pops up on the Sideshow feed. Sign up right now. It is only $5 a month or $50 a year. Superfreaksideshow.com. That's the web address. 3 quick stories now, and then we will get the hell out of here. Oh, look at this. The story happens to come from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida, our most fucked up state.
Yes, not only does it come from our most fucked up state, but it includes the words diaper man in the headline. Yes, a 40-year-old man who tricked caregivers into changing his diapers by pretending he had the emotional maturity of a 5-year-old apologized to a victim in court on Monday before pleading guilty to charges of organized fraud. This may be a Distorted View update, because didn't we read a story about some guy who pretended to be his brother or something? Called these caregivers and said, oh, my brother's really retarded and needs help, you know, he shits himself, you need to change his diaper. And they're like, okay, we'll be right over. And then, you know, that's how he conned them. They're not very smart. Authorities said Sean Kelly of Port St. John told caregivers he was incontinent and hired 2 women to change his diapers in 2008 and 2009. Oh, this might be different. But he did not pay them the amount he promised. Just go on Craigslist. People will do that shit for you for free. He was officially charged with 2 counts of organized fraud of less than $20,000. All right, but don't you think that caregivers are entitled to some pain and suffering charges? They did have to wipe this dude's shitty ass. All right, Kelly, 40, was sentenced to a year of house arrest and 40 years of probation on Monday. Judge Robert Juan also ordered a psychological evaluation of Kelly. Quote, an apology might not be enough, Kelly told the victim in court, but for my part, I apologize. Minutes earlier, the caregiver had tearfully described how she changed Kelly's diaper. I would love to get audio of that testimony. And fed and bathed him. I have to live with this for the rest of my life. This shame, she said. Well, you wipe people's asses for a living. This time around, you just happen to wipe the ass of someone who could do it himself. All right, Prosecutor Don Loran said Kelly likely had other victims. I think they are too embarrassed to come forward. What this man did was despicable. According to the Brevard County Sheriff's Office, Kelly sometimes would hire women through postings on Craigslist. All right, now he's using his noodle. He would call them pretending to be the brother of the disabled man who needed care. All right, so this might be the same story. It probably is the same story. Kelly would then show up and pretend to be the man with the disability. The ruse was exposed when a caregiver's husband saw him get into a car and drive off. Screech! Lieutenant Todd Goodyear, who heads the Sex Crimes Unit of the Sheriff's Office, said he believed Kelly had a fetish where adults want to be fed from bottles and wear diapers. Online, we have found there are groups that cater to this kind of fetish. Yes, this is why all police officers should be listening to Distorted View Daily. They learn about this shit. It's educational. I should be getting grants from the government and shit. All right, second story we have for you today. Oh, look, it just happens to come from our most fucked up state. Say it with me again.
Florida, our most fucked up state.
Yes, a man who was accused of urinating in two cups and then putting them on a bar at the House of Blues. Let's see what happens. Let's see if someone picks it up and drinks it. Has been released from the Orange County Jail. Adolfo Mossman, 24, who is from Brazil and in the U.S. on a student visa, was arrested at about 1:15 a.m. on Monday. An off-duty Orange County Sheriff's Office deputy who was working security at the bar noted in an incident report that Mossman was caught urinating in the cups. What is the cop doing just following around a guy going to the bathroom, pissing in cups, and then placing them back on the bar, where other people were drinking, even though bathroom facilities were nearby? He didn't go to the bathroom with the cups. He stood up basically in the bar and pissed in some empty cups. I gotcha. He was thrown out of the club at about 11:45 p.m. on Sunday and told not to return. An employee and another witness later saw Mossman return to the club. He was wearing a different shirt. Ooh, a disguise. Mossman, who has a Jacksonville address, was described in an Orange County Sheriff's report as intoxicated. I will tell you this. The last time my dad was in the emergency room, right? And I had a little bit of fair warning on that one. And then we thought he was doing okay or whatever. And so I came back down to Columbus. And a day or two later, it was a Saturday night, and I went out with friends drinking, heavily, heavily drinking, right? And at around 2 a.m., we were just getting to the last bar, right? We're going to have one last drink or whatever. That's when my mom called me and said, you know, my dad had taken a turn for the worse, and it was really, really bad, and I talked to the doctor, and the doctor was like, you should really get down here now. I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm drunk off my ass, right? So I bought a bunch of 5-hour energy drinks. I tried to sober up a little bit. I failed at that. So I don't advocate drunk driving, but I'm a really good drunk driver. No, I wasn't super drunk. I was just buzzed, and that's different. I should never do public service announcements for drunk driving. All right. So basically, I was like, this is how drunk I was. I was sober enough that I could stay within the lines on the road. I was drunk enough though that I kept taking wrong exits. So my like 2.5-3 hour drive turned into about like a 4-hour ordeal. I got into some tollway or something. I don't know. But anyways, the point of the story is that I was rushing to get to my father because, you know, I didn't know what was up, and I had to pee really bad, but I couldn't stop at a rest stop or a gas station or something. So I pissed in the car in some bottles. I don't think that's uncommon. I did it 2 or 3 times, and I spilled a little. It's hard. It's very hard to piss sitting down, aiming in a bottle, and drive at the same time. Basically, by the time I got to the hospital, I reeked of alcohol and urine. I smelled like a homeless person. And by the way, I never, like, drunk drive, ever. But, you know, it was a weird situation. Like, what were you supposed to do? I've been out drinking, and then you get that call, and you're like, oh, well, you gotta do something. I made it okay. Like I said, I'm a good drunk driver. All right, where am I at here on this stupid story? Mossman, who has a Jacksonville address, was described as intoxicated. He was arrested on a trespassing charge. Rosters show that Mossman had played soccer on college teams at Jackson Community College in Michigan and the University of South Florida. It's unclear whether his student visa is in danger because of the arrest. He posted a $500 bail and was released at 7:41 p.m. on Monday. Final story we have for you today. Well, I'll be damned. This story just happens to come from our most fucked up state as well. Say hello,
Florida, our most fucked up state.
Story comes from Clearwater. I'm a professional. A 23-year-old man was arrested Sunday after he claimed to be an officer with the CIA anti-terrorism unit. At about 5:10 p.m. on Sunday, Derek Martin approached a 55-year-old woman. So he said that to basically nail a woman. A 23-year-old guy going after a 55-year-old woman, and you have to use your CIA story. It's ridiculous. You should just say, look, I'm young and I'm tight and I've got a cock and you need it because you're no one wants to fuck you, you bitch. And then she will spread her legs free. That's all you have to say. All right, yes, I have a way with ladies. At about 5:10 p.m. Sunday, Derek Martin approached a 55-year-old woman. Said police spokeswoman Elizabeth Watts. He identified himself as a CIA agent and asked for help in searching for a woman involved in terrorist activities. Martin had a loaded 9mm Taurus handgun in a holster on his left side, and he carried a gold and blue CIA badge identifying him as CIA U.S. Special Agent 767. Okay. The woman called police after Martin approached her. Clearwater police questioned Martin and discovered that he is a member of the Air Force. Okay. When police contacted Martin's commanding officers, they said he has no connection with the CIA or any special counterterrorism unit. What the hell was this guy trying to do? Martin, who listed a Mandalay Avenue address, was charged with falsely impersonating an officer and carrying a firearm in the open. On Monday morning, he was being held in the county jail in lieu of $5,200 bail. Clearwater police are investigating the origin and authenticity of the CIA badge. Who was he looking for? That's what I want to know. He tried to get this woman to help him find someone. He's probably just going to go, take her back to his place and rape her. Well, that's your distorted news for Wednesday. I love when I end things with rape. Yes, let's do a couple voicemails now and get the hell out of here. All right, Freak, speak to me, please.
Thank you, Jim. Underage side show listener Sophie here.
My Sophie!
My came up with a great term that I think you'll love. It's tater tarts. Tater tarts.
Tater tarts. Tater tarts. Because they've got the head shaped like a potato.
Tater tarts. Tater tarts.
Yes.
Those are delicious tarts. Made of taters. Mm. You can also have tart taters, but tater tarts are better.
There you go. Sophia, the tranny, is high or something.
Goo-goo, Tim, just from Buffalo. I just wanted to weigh in on the whole stuff.
What? Miniature. What? Hello?
Because
okay, fuck that. Moving on.
It ain't easy being white.
It ain't easy being brown.
All this pressure to be white.
I got children all over town.
Franklin comes alive.
Whales are dying.
They're dying! Right.
Hey, Tim. Thomas from Savannah, Georgia. News
Vern Troyer.
Enjoy it while you can, because I'm going to cancel, and then, yeah, that'll be it.
All right, thank you very much. Moving on.
Hey, it's Emmett Spike in New York. Hey, I'm listening to the Monday show, and I just heard this story about the woman named Tara, who completely knows nothing about how to use the fucking internet.
Yeah.
And thinks that you can ship laptops to people to get them to take porn websites down off the web. Anyway, the address for the website that had her pictures on it was bitchtara.com, which is apparently registered to some dude in Vietnam or something.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, don't think it was a boyfriend.
Yeah.
She was really that fucking stupid.
Wow, what an idiot. Idiot cunt.
And I'm feeling sad.
What?
What happened to us, Tim? We had such a good thing going, Every day I'd wake up and download your stuff and listen to it.
Oh my god, yes, it's posted 2 or 3 hours later, the world's gonna fucking end.
Tim Who, White Man Henson, it is Brian Triple Rainbow. I was just cleaning my bathroom and listening to the Monday program, and I just want to say one thing.
I'm trying to figure out if the woman was just really excited, you know, like a southern excited redneck, like Canada, or if she's retarded, because that's something. I mean, she sounded a little off there.
Makes me crack up every time, and
yeah, Canada!
Great program to listen to when you're pretty much doing hard labor. I listen to it while I mow the lawn and everything around the house.
Well, you know.
And I just wanted to let you know that I'm enjoying the show and keep it going. Yeah.
I plan on doing that. We're going to end it right there because I'm sick of all of your voicemails. I don't want to hear your voice today. You're making me angry. Yes, I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it on God? Subscribe via iTunes, spread the distortion, tell all your friends about the podcast. If you're not a member of the Sideshow, sign up right now because tomorrow's program will be exclusive. If you're not a member, you're going to have to wait until Friday's program when I will be back to end the week. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Drunken Negro Face Cookies.